appreciate the opportunity. Appreciate family of God. Appreciate Sister Lee and her time in prayer for the songs for today. Because she helped confirm what I'm going to preach this morning. It isn't always easy preaching. A lot of people enjoy the spotlights, or they enjoy titles or position. But when you really examine the Word of God, preaching is really not all of that. We're trying to reach lives. And that's the kind of personal God that we serve. He's a very personal God. I'm going to turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, a very, very familiar place in Scripture. So many times we overlook the profundity of those words. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 through 5 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might." Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12 says, "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all of his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul." Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, truly God today, Lord Jesus, not a man of eloquent lips, Lord, but just a willing vessel. Lord Jesus, I pray, God, speak to our hearts here today in the only way that you can. Help me, God, to reach your people, God, whom you love. Oh, God, just speak to us today, Lord Jesus. Let this word, Lord Jesus, let it just reach into our hearts and grafted word, which is able to save our souls, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. I hope that didn't sound weird. I appreciate Brother Lee too. I do have high regard and respect for Brother Lee. We have a fantastic pastor. Amen. So, sometimes God gives you just like the weird, you know, weird position to preach a message. We can look in the scriptures and we can see where Ezekiel had the frying pan, and you can see all kinds of examples where preachers had just express themselves in weird ways. So today I'm going to have to do that just because. And you're going to learn, Brother House is just Brother House. And today I just want to put on, you know, the coat of the love doctor. And I know this just sounds weird. I'm not weird. But love is good. Amen. Love. Everybody say love. Amen. The love doctor's in the house. Amen. The houses are in the house. Amen. God's house. No better place to be than the house of God. Amen. And so we look and we find that there are multiple types of love. I want to just bring out three today as a spearhead of my message today. The first love I want to talk about is filial love. Now just bear with me. This sermon is really going to help you if you just bear with me. Filial love is a Greek name for love that describes friendship and bonding of friends that is strengthened by shared experience. You get on that roller coaster together and you and you come off of it. Whee! The second love is eros, the Greek name for the love that's sensual, it's intimate. It's also called romantic love. Now I have to pray for the Holy Ghost to help me to minister to all ages in here today. This is tough. Because if you all listen, it's going to minister to every one of us. Amen. God has a way. You know, God, amen, as we sing those choruses, you know, it's the love of God. Why is there preachers? Because God loves us. Why is there a church? Because for God so loved us. Amen. The love of God is so large and so vast and amen. So, but that eros love, that, you know, Romeo and Juliet thing, the love and amen. Can somebody whistle for me? Yeah, I knew you could do it. Hunk, you know, wooga wooga. It is in my notes. Baby, you hot. I'm glad all the kids are downstairs. I ain't gonna get too wild. I ain't that crazy. But for the old folks, sugar booger. Sugar booger. I got that from Brother Ballestero, so that's what he always calls his wife. Sugar booger is in the house. And the love number three that I want to talk about is agape love. It's a pure form of love. It's unconditional. It may be expressed by families. You always hear the phrase, that's a face only a mother could love. Maybe that's agape love. But it is often used to describe the love that God has for us, his people. It's not based on feelings, but instead on commitment. I better check the clock here because I'm long-winded. It's not based on feelings, but it is based instead on commitment to serve the other. Everybody say love. Everybody say love. Amen. Love. God commanded the children of Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart. That's some serious love. Love. God is a God of love. Love God. Love your pastor. Love your pastor's wife. Love your church. Love your husband. Love your wife. Love your mother. Love your father. Love your neighbor. Love your goldfish. Come on now. Love. Amen. I want to reach, and I know that God placed this message on my heart a month or so ago, and amen, brought it back to my attention in here and helped me put these pieces of this puzzle together. Amen. Today, God wants every one of us to have love. Amen. There's people that are sitting in this place today, amen, that are battling, that cannot pray, cannot lift up their hands because of unforgiveness or because of hurts or because, amen, you've been wounded. Amen. I'm telling you today, love, amen, will cover the multitude of sins. Love, amen, will make all of the difference in the world. Amen. Love. Amen. That unconditional love. Amen. God, amen, help us today. Amen. To make reconciliation. Help us today, God. Amen. To get the love of God in our hearts. Jesus said, by this shall ye know you're my disciples. Amen. By what kind of car you drive, what kind of, amen, card you carry in your wallet, what kind of association or affiliation. Amen. No, he said, because by the love, because you have love one toward another. Amen. Love, love, love. God is love. Amen, amen, amen. Israel, we look into the scripture here. Deuteronomy is the reiteration of the law. Amen, Israel started off good. Everybody say good. Amen, baby, we in love. We starting off good. Amen, we're in love. Amen, we're on, you know, all this newlywed. We in love. You know what the, amen, they say they're newlyweds. They in love. Woo, what's wrong with that? Huh? Come on now, love. Israel started off good. Amen. God was doing great things. Amen. He was showing his might. He was showing off his power. Amen. Just defeating the gods of the Egyptians. Amen. Mighty signs and wonders. Amen. There. Amen. God brought the children of Israel out of bondage. Amen. That's enough right there. Amen. To make you want to shout. Amen. That's enough right there. Amen. To make you want to dance. Amen. That's enough right there. Amen. I tell you, amen, we ought to be thankful, amen, where God has brought us from. Amen. We ought to be thankful, amen, for the goodness of the Lord. Amen. I'm glad, amen, that God brought me, amen, a mighty long way. David said he brought me up out of a horrible pit. Amen. And set my feet, amen, on a rock to stay. Amen. I remember, amen, going to different jailhouses and amen, looking at the pictures on the wall. Amen, of those people who, amen, their bodies, deformities from meth and different drugs. Amen, the effects that it has, amen, on people's lives. Amen, I'm telling you, amen, we ought to be thankful. Amen, we ought to rejoice. Amen, we ought to be excited. Amen, about the goodness of the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Great things. Moses was the man. Everybody say the man. You the man. Moses, you the man. Amen. Come on. They were following Moses. Amen. Marching out of there. They were swiping their neighbor's jewels. They were swiping their neighbor's cars. They were in the modern. Amen. They were swiping their neighbor's donkey. Amen. They spoiled the Egyptians. Amen. When God does something, amen, he don't do it halfway. Amen. When God does something, amen, I'm saying he does it good. Amen. He told the disciples, amen, amen, they were all complaining one day. Amen. Said, what we gonna get? Amen. Jesus said, amen, he that hath forsaken houses and you forsaken lands. Amen. You forsaken things and you begin to follow me. Amen. You're gonna receive a hundredfold. Amen. In the life to come. Eternal life. Woo! We have blessings. We have, amen, the goodness of the now. Amen. We can look at our old past pictures. Amen. We can look at our now pictures. Amen. I'm going to be giving my testimony in CR here in a little while. Amen. A few weeks. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, God has been good to me. Amen. God has been good to you. Woo. The love of God. God has reflected. God has impressed himself. That's who Jesus Christ is, the mighty God. Made flesh. I think of the love of God when Judas Iscariot comes to Jesus, delivering the kiss of death. Amen. Jesus looks at him and says, friend. We need to get, amen, a grip of the love of God. God got aggravated at the children of Israel one day, amen, and Moses began to intercede. The love of God, the Spirit, the anointing, amen, of the true, amen, the character of God, amen, expressed in that gift, amen, imparted unto Moses. Amen. Moses said, God, amen, don't destroy Israel. If you destroy Israel, destroy me with them. The love of God reflected, amen, in the nature of His Spirit through, amen, His servants. Amen, don't gripe. Amen, you ought to be thankful. Amen, that you have a pastor, amen, who cares about you. Amen, I said you ought to be thankful. Amen, that you have a pastor, amen, that's standing between heaven and hell. Amen, he's fighting fire. Amen, he, come on. I said he's standing in the balance. Amen, he's fighting for your soul. Amen, there's things that people only knew. Amen, that goes on behind the scenes. Amen, you don't know. Amen, what really is happening. Amen, but you're living in the cold. Amen, you're living in the empty. Amen, you're living in the lifeless, the loveless, the selfless selfishnessness. There's more to this thing than just religion, baby. This ain't religion. This is the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of darkness. Moses was the man when everything was going good. Miriam and they got the tambourine breakout. Woo! It was Pentecostal shout down. They came down there to the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No more shackles. No more pain. No more heartache. I am free. Yeah, no more Egyptians. No more, yeah, you knuckleheads. You know, yeah. Woo! No more making bricks. And no more beating. Amen. Come on. None of you. Amen. Come on. Amen. No more rigorous life. Amen. I'm telling you, that devil's rough. I said, that devil is rough. Amen. He'll have you sleeping in the gutter. Amen. He'll have you sleeping. Amen. Come on the street. Have you sleeping in the dumpster. Amen. Come on. I said, amen. I'm free. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Come on. Revival. Amen. Revival. Revival. They watched their enemy drown in the sea. I got the Holy Ghost. A buddy of mine calls me up. Hey, bud, let's go get high. I said, I don't do that no more. He said, no, serious, I got some good stuff. Come on, let's go, let's go. And I hate saying this, Brother Lee, in front of my kids. If kids could only realize the dangers. All it takes is one little start. I don't do that no more. I got saved. What are you talking about? I said, I finally found the eternal buzz. I had to put it in language he understood. I said, I found the eternal buzz. And sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord. This is a revival. This is, amen, this is it. Amen. Camp meeting revival out there in the middle of the wilderness. Amen. Moses is singing it. Amen. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength, my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him a habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. Hath chosen captains are also drowned in the sea. Amen. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thump. Miriam the prophetess, Exodus chapter 15, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel, her hand, all the women went out, amen, with timbrels and dances, glory to God, amen. Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea, amen. Everybody say revival. Everybody say revival. Everybody say revival. Amen. Everybody say hallelujah. Amen. Everybody say, Pastor Lee, you're the man. Everybody say, Pastor Lee, you're the man. You're the man. Amen. Brother Lee's laboring, giving his life. Amen. There, amen. People, amen, judge. People, amen, judge unrighteous judgment. Can I tell you? Amen. We come here and I watch and I say, amen. I see a pastor and his wife and family who care, who have given their total lives to this gospel. Amen. They ain't running off. Amen. On the beaches of Maui in Florida. Amen. They're here every service. Amen. Very rarely gone. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. We gotta get it right. Amen. I said we gotta get it right. Amen. I said we gotta get it right. Amen. Come on. Amen. People getting saved. Amen. People coming in new and old. Amen. Tall and short. Amen. Wide and thin. Amen. Coming on in. Amen. Into the house of God. Amen. Going down in Jesus' name. Amen. Coming up out of the water. Amen. Revival. Amen. Come on. Revival. Amen. Bragging. Amen. Wow. Amen. That. Amen. That was an awesome service. Woo. We could have just kept going this morning. I didn't have to preach. Hello? Bragging rights. It ain't bragging if it's right. Get that hospital sign out there on 55. Number one, heart, cardiac, whatever. It's not bragging if it's true. Come on, you got a good church. You got an awesome church. Amen. Believe me, I've been to many. Striving for excellence. Pushing. I love what Brother Lee said one night. He said, it's my job to push you. It's my job to push you beyond. Hello? You know how many pastors that never say that? Amen. Come on. I said, as long as you're paying your tithes, amen, they won't say nothing. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, amen, respect. Amen, respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Amen, respect. Bragging. Wow, that was an awesome service. Amen. That was great. That was, man, just like, amen, the apostles, amen, walking along with Jesus. Amen. Wow. Did you see how he fed that 5,000? Amen. Wow. Did you see how he did this? Wow. Did you see? Amen. Praise God. Amen. You get on over there. You get in our group. Amen. Come on. We proud. Jesus is the man. Amen. We're excited. Amen. Good things are going on. Amen. Everybody's on the road. Amen. Come on. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God. Amen. That's what God wants. Amen. It is God's desire. Amen. Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous. Amen. But sinners to repentance. Amen. Jesus came to bust up. Amen. To root out. Amen. Jesus came to chase the devil back. Amen. Jesus came to deliver. Amen. Jesus came to heal. Amen. Jesus came to open up the blinded eyes. Amen. Jesus came that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Jesus came. Amen. To raise the dead. Amen. To cast out devils. Amen. Jesus came. Amen. For you and me. He told his disciples, he said, freely have received, freely give. Amen. Go ye out and preach. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. What kind of, amen, what kind, amen, what kind of, amen, program is that? I call it a good program. Yeah. Got my hand. That's a Jesus program. I came in this thing. I said, God, I want to know you for myself. I had a sinner girlfriend, believe it or not. I never had the Holy Ghost. Never was in church. I went the opposite direction. Had a sinner girlfriend. And so I'm going to tell you this right here so you know you're in the right church. Some folks in here may be new. And well, this is Brother Howe, so might be a little strange preaching for you. But this right here lets you know you're in the right place. You're in the right place. There is a difference. There's a big difference. There's a big difference. It matters what church you go to. I said it matters what church you go to. Come on. I said it ain't Heinz 57. Amen. 51 flavors. Baskin Robbins. Amen. Church. Amen. It matters. So I dating this sinner girl. Got to talk to her. And God was with me. I never had the Holy Ghost, but God was with me. I knew there was something different. Knew I had a call on my life. I had many, 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 many dreams preaching the gospel. I was running. So I got talking to this girl. She was a Catholic girl. Nothing against Catholic, anything like that. Just to relate to the story of her life. She, a lot of spirituality, a lot of candles, a lot of spirituality. And so come to find out, I discerned she was demon-possessed. And she began to explain to me how this invisible friend came to her when she was a little girl. And the little invisible friend talked. And slowly the little invisible friend came inside. This is an honest apostolic story. So grip your chair and go for a ride. So, being an apostolic Pentecostal preacher's kid that I was, I said, "You want help?" She said, "Yeah." She'd have all these multipolar, bipolar, tripolar. I don't know how I got here. Anyway, I took her to my parents' house. Back then, I was a 33 waist. I was benching around 300 pounds. Believe it or not, I know it's hard to believe. That is worldwide. I got to get a good picture for the website. See what God makes you do? You want to be a preacher? So I had to physically fight her and drag her to my parents' living room. They lived in a little three-bedroom trailer. So I got her into the living room, and I got her in a little kitchen chair in the living room. And I said, "Dad," and they was like, "What in the world are you doing? Is this the way you introduce girlfriends, you know?" I said, "Dad, she's got a devil. She needs help." My dad being a deliverance ministry preacher, it was no new rodeo. He went over to her. She locked herself up. She grabbed a hold of the chair, locked herself up as tight as she could. She could twist the chair. She sat there in a rage. My dad went up to her and he looked her in the eyes and he said, "Do you want help?" And with everything within her, she said, "Yes." And I don't have time to tell the whole story, but let me tell you, she walked out of there free. It matters where you go to church. It matters what you believe. It matters, come on, I said it matters, amen, who you are, what you are, amen, it matters. We are living epistles known and read of all men, amen, it matters, amen, that they, amen, bragging rights, revival rights. Jesus said go into all the world and bust the devil up, amen. Jesus came to tear down, amen, the kingdom of the devil, amen, that is our job, amen, that is our, amen, our objective. Amen, and amen. We must all work together for that same objective. We can't be working against each other. Galatians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul, his ministry said, my temptation which was in my flesh, he despised not nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness ye spake of then? For I bear record that if it had been possible, ye had would have plucked out your eyes and had given them to me. He was the man. But something happened. He said, am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. Jesus said, Peter, I say unto you, amen, that though Peter answered Jesus, amen, and said unto him. Now this is Peter, big mouth. He said, though all men should be offended because of thee, yet I'll never be offended. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee that this night before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said, though I should die with thee, yet I will not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples, amen, amen. They thought that they had a, amen, but something changed. And this is the heart of my message right here. It ain't the love doctor, amen, but the doctor has a message, a great physician, amen. Love changes. Something changed. Their love, Israel, short-lived, began to murmur and they began to complain. Who? Yeah, Moses. Amen. The children of Israel began to murmur and complain. Moses, now you ain't the man. Amen. Now they begin the opposite. Something happened. Amen. Something changed. Amen. They began to murmur and complain. Amen. Would to God we died down in Egypt, and why don't we come out here in the wilderness to do the dying? All this and that. What happened to the rejoice? What happened to the revival? What happened to the shout? What happened? Amen. What? Something happened. Oh, they grumble on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, grumble on Thursday too. They grumble on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They grumble the whole week through. They grumble when it's raining. They grumble when it's not. Huh? Something happened. Amen. Something happened. Amen. Come on. Something took place. Something changed. Amen. God, help us today. Amen. We, amen, brag. Revival, amen, on fire. And this ain't for everybody. If this ain't your shoe, don't wear it. Amen. But if it's your shoe, put it on. Amen. If it's you, amen, come on. I want to bring this down to relationships. I want to bring this down to marriages. I want to bring this down to church. I want to bring this narrative on down. Everybody, amen, you once used to be in love. Amen. There's too many, amen, dysfunctional homes. Amen. There's too many dysfunctional marriages. Amen. There's too many dysfunctional. Amen. We need to get it right. Amen. I said we need to put, amen, the puzzle, amen, back together. Amen. Hello. What went wrong? Something went wrong. Amen. Preachers aren't perfect. I never got no badge when I started preaching. Jesus didn't hand me no badge that said, now you are perfect. Come on, Moses was a murderer. Huh? Apostle Paul witnessed stonings and imprisoned the believers. Yee-hee. Preachers aren't perfect. But you better respect the office. Police officers ain't perfect, but you better respect the office. Huh? Come on. Amen. Break it down. Amen. We find along the way in that travel through the wilderness that God was trying to lead the children of Israel to the promised land. Amen. How? Amen. That they, amen. Everybody began to take part in the murmuring. Amen. Even Aaron and Miriam began to speak against Moses. Amen. Something happened. Amen. He was the man. Now all of a sudden gossip and whispering. Amen. Backbiting. All this and that and the other. And God said, stand back. Amen. God said, let's have a little fun. God smote Miriam with leprosy. And Moses, being the man of God that he is, amen, standing in the gap, said, oh God, take this plague from her. Amen. And God said, let her bear it for 7 days. Amen. We better wake up. We are the church. Amen. Seven represents the church. Amen. Seven churches. We got seven ages of grace. Amen. We only got one chance, and we better get it right, or else God said, amen, if we don't get it right, if we don't live for God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, God said, I will add to you the plagues that are written in this book. Amen. We need to get on the right side of the track. Amen. We need to fall in love again. Help us, Jesus. Huh? Too much disrespect nowadays. I'm on page 3, got 9. Too many women talking down their husbands. Come on now, I want to get real. We're living in an evil generation. And that old dumb society is creeping into the mentality of the church. We don't need to be like the world. Amen. We need to be like Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. We need to reprogram. Amen. Our mainframe's got some bugs in it. Amen. Jesus wants to get some bugs out. Amen. He wants to clean up your drive. Amen. Throw out the bugs. Amen. Throw out the trash. Amen. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Amen. Set your affection on things above, baby. Huh. Too much disrespect. The man is ahead of the woman. That is biblical. If you don't like it, lump it. Tough. It's tight, but it's right. You didn't write it. God did. The head of man is God. The head of Christ is God. The head of Christ, man is Christ. And the head of the woman is a man. Look it up. It's in the book. You get out of that, you get out of the blessings of God. Let's talk about the blessings. The blessings are coming. Amen. God's going to pour out some blessings on this church. He already has. Amen. But in order for us to receive those blessings, amen, we got to get ourselves in the blessed mode. Amen. God cannot pour out those blessings on folks that won't do right and won't act right and won't talk right. Amen. Won't walk right. Amen. Come on. I said, you ain't hearing me now. Amen. God wants to bless us. Amen. He wants to make us a head and not the tail. But that was the same problem he had with Israel in the wilderness. Amen. They got stubborn and sottish and rebellious, and all these things got inside of their hearts. Amen. And God drove them around and around and around in the wilderness for 40 years to try them to see whether they would live for him or not. Why not just take the shortcut, baby, to the promised land? Amen. Love God with all of your heart. I love your pastor with all of your heart. Amen. Love your pastor's wife. Amen. Love your church. Amen. Love your Sunday school teacher. Amen. Love. Come on. Amen. The usher. Amen. Come on. Love. Amen. Everybody. Amen. Love everybody. Amen. The old time gospel. Make you love everybody. Make you love everybody. Come on. That's what we need. Love. The doctor of love. I told you I had a good one. I didn't tell him what. He didn't tell me. We don't have no communications. I barely get to say hi. He's a busy man. He ain't taking me out reading your repertoire. Amen. I got this message from Jesus Christ, not on preachit.org, not from James Smith. Amen. Not from anybody else. I got it right here. Amen. Jesus gave me the love letter. Huh? Come on. He's the greatest Romeo, Cupid. He wants us to love one another. If you can't love your brother whom you have seen, how can you love God whom you have not seen? Amen. Love. Amen. We need each other. We can't go this alone. Amen. You can't make it on an island. Amen. We need each other. Amen. God hath placed every member into the body as it hath pleased him. Amen. We all baptized into one body by one spirit. You need some love. Children, so I'm a little rough around the edges. I was a Gentile grafted in contrary to my nature. Be glad I ain't like Jeff Arnold. But I got a little bit of it. Children, you knuckleheads, honor your father and mother. Hello? You want to be blessed? You want God to help you through school? You want God to help you find a good job? You better straighten up. Because God ain't going to bless you if you ain't doing his word. Honor your father and your mother. There's your scripture memorization one. Should be the number one, brother. Hoffman. Teach it to all of them. Honor your father and your mother, that thy days may be long upon the land. Enough of this disrespect. We need to be pumping this downstairs. Hallelujah. Amen. He gave it to me for you. So he's in here. He gave it to me. I'm giving it to you. It's up to you what you do with it. I'm just a mailman. You can open it up and you can read it and it'll help you. Or you can throw it in the trash. But I'm telling you, God wants to help you. Yeah. Preaching now. Living for God and serving God is parallel to the marriage relationship. And I want to bring this down to all relationships as I sum this up today. Amen. We need to be united and functional. Amen. Too many dysfunctional relationships. And amen that we, amen, must realize. Amen. Relationship problems don't just happen just overnight. What happened with Israel, amen, when they was out there shouting, revival going on, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, amen. And then all of a sudden now, amen, they're murmuring and complaining, we want food, we want water, we want this, we want that, we. You want to be a preacher? I'll help you out. God has always done things like this to me. He has a sense of humor. Huh? Come on. This ain't working out for me. I want to end this relationship. Huh? Come on. We need to take heed to some warning signs. And I want to bring this down to all relationships. The devil has caused division between, amen, husbands and wives, and husbands and sons, and husbands and daughters and moms, and aunts and uncles, and brothers and sisters, and all that relationship stuff somewhere went wrong. Come on! Jesus said, if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you of your trespasses. Amen. He done me wrong. Song don't work for Jesus Christ. Amen. Forgive. Amen. And let go. Amen. Be healed. Amen. Be healed. Amen. Be healed. Amen. Be healed. Amen. Jesus said to the woman, amen, who had an infirmity. Amen. Woman, wilt thou be made whole? Amen. Jesus came to make us whole. The devil came to, amen, to weaken roll. Amen. The devil came to destroy. Amen. But Jesus come that we can have a new life and a blessed life and have it abundantly. Amen. Amen. Getting married is like a starting a career. All you folks looking, listening, thinking, like starting a career, it's easy to get started. You go down there to that college and they'll do everything they can to get you signed up and in there. But it's guaranteed to be challenging to stay with it for the long haul. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. This is what Jesus was preaching up against. He came in, miraculous, mighty signs and wonders, and all of a sudden now he's preaching, amen, people's going to get offended and betray and hate. All these words, many false prophets are going to rise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love, now I got to get this across to you. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Bullseye. Huh? Bullseye. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Amen. Come on, you're hunk. Amen, you're hunk. Amen, he used to be your hunk. My man. That's my man, girls. You better stand back. Huh? I'm speaking from the girls' perspective, sir. Shit. Huh? Come on. That's my chick. You get away from my chick. Don't you mess with my chick. She's my chick. That's my baby. Baby. Woo! Huh? Come on, honey, child. Huh? The relationship used to be wonderful. The relationship used to be great. The relationship used to be awesome. The relationship used to be amazing. The relationship used to be, amen, everything. Come on, this is parallel to our relationships between people. This is parallel between our relationships between individuals. This is parallel between our relationship with God. This is parallel between our relationship with our church. This is parallel between our relationship with our preacher. This is parallel with our relationship between our, amen, come on, honey. Amen. We used to brag, honey, I love you, baby. Amen. Come on. Amen. Wives. Amen. You need to, amen, love your husband. Amen. He's working all the time, doing everything he can to provide. Amen. Yeah. Amen. He's put on a few pounds. Amen. But we can't help it. You feed us too good. Amen. But you still ought to love us. Amen. Come on. And I'll be looking around. Amen. Looking somewhere else. Amen. Come on date night. Amen. And date sight. Amen. Oh, get your eyes off of the, come on, something happened, you don't look as good as you used to. He looks good. You better listen to me. All ages, your church used to, some folks used to have an awe, a reverence. And this is it. Now all of a sudden, eh. You hear me today? Jesus said, love not the world, Neither the things that are in the world, the charismatic church, automatic church, you know, all the, a lot of churches, they got fancy lights and carpet and this and that and the other, but it ain't the same. I said, it ain't the same. You can't put everybody in the same category. Men ain't just men and women just ain't women. They're all the same. No, they're not. Love not the world, neither things in the world. If any man love the world, love the Father's not in him. For all is in the world, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life for all. Amen. But it is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Jesus said, lay not for yourselves treasures here upon this earth, but rather lay for yourselves treasures up in heaven. Amen. He went on and talked many scriptures about taking thought for what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, what ye shall put on. Amen. We can bring that down to the, amen, to the material world. Amen. Come on. He don't buy me enough dresses. He don't buy me enough this. He don't do this enough. And amen. That and this and this and this and that and that and this and this. It's carnal. Amen. The Bible says we walk after the flesh, we shall surely die. Amen. But if we walk after the Spirit, amen, we shall surely live. Amen. Come on. I said if we walk after the flesh, we surely going to die. But if we walk after the Spirit, amen, we surely going to live. And if we through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, we shall live. Amen. To be crucified. Amen. With Christ to our, amen, to our mindset. Amen. To our programming. Amen. We need to have the heart and the mind of Christ. Amen. The love of God. Amen. We need to get back on fire. Amen. I said we need to get back on fire. Amen. The devil's trying to put too many people's fires out. Amen. The devil's trying to put your fire out. Amen. The devil's trying to put your fire out. Amen. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The fire. Amen. Of your love. Amen. The fire of your relationship. Amen. Come on. Amen. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. The musicians would come to the platform. Come on, we need to get back in love. Come on, I hope, I know I don't do a justice. I do what I can. I do my best. I wish I could deliver this better, but I'm doing what I can. Amen. God wants to restore attitudes, relationships. Amen. Young people, you're going to need your parents. Don't kick them to the side. Amen. Come on, honey. Wives, you need your husband. Husbands, you need your wives. We need each other. Amen. Don't let the devil do what he wants to do. Don't let the devil destroy. Amen. Let's let Jesus heal. Amen. Let's put this back together. Amen. Let's reignite the fire. Amen. There's some key steps. Amen. We can admit. We need to admit we need God. We need God. I got 9 kids. I need God. We need authority. We need a pastor. Amen. You need one that cares for you. You need one that cares. Not just pat you on the back, shake your hand. You can go anywhere and find that. Sign the book, pat your hand on your back, shake the preacher's hand, glory to God, hallelujah, and smile. Brother, smile good. Hello. I want somebody that cares. And Brother Lee care, Sister Lee care. You can't find that down the street. Pray for your marriage. Hello? Pray for your marriage. Pray for your spouse. Adjust your expectations. Life ain't all about you. resist the enemy. People start the gossiping stuff going on, just turn your head and go the other way. Because if they're going to gossip about somebody, you know what? They're going to gossip about you. Amen. Focus on changing yourself. A lot of times the problem lies with us. We're walking around with a big giant log in our eyeball, trying to pick out a little speck in someone else's eye. Amen. Reach out for support. You need a church family. If you're new here today, you need a church family. You need a loving family. This church loves people. Full of love. We need each other. Whether you like my hairdo, you still need me. I may not like your hairdo. But I need you. Let's stand. Reconcile your differences. Rebuild friendships and trust. Reignite the fire, that passion, that relationship. I wonder if everyone could just come down to the front, husbands and wives, children and their parents. I really hope that this message did something for you today. You can realize you need love. You need the love of God. You don't need the love that this world has. This world don't love you. God loves you. Fall in love all over again. Reignite that fire. God, take me where I began. Take me to that place where everything was awesome.